Can you really get paid to learn how to manage your Superfund site? What is an underwater desert, and why are these phenomena growing? And what does it take to work at the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency? Today is March 10th, 2008, and we answer all these questions and more as we bring you what happened this week in the pollution control industry.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.
13 communities in 10 U.S. states will share more than $2.5 million in job training grants, EPA announced this week. EPA, under its Brownfields Initiative, is awarding grants up to $200,000 each to nonprofit organizations, local governments, a university, and a tribe. The grants will teach environmental assessment and cleanup job skills to individuals living in low-income areas near brownfield sites in Alabama, California, Louisiana, Massachusetts, North Carolina, Nevada, New York, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, and Washington. Coming up, scientists at the University of Hawaii say so-called underwater deserts are expanding at an alarming rate, and global warming could be at fault. And EPA offers to answer questions for those interested in scientific careers at the agency after a word from our sponsor.
ESS provides world-class compliance solutions for total emissions management and greenhouse gas reporting. Collect, monitor, report, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions for all operations across your enterprise with ESS software and services. Find out why more than 30% of the EPA's top environmental performers are clients of ESS by visiting www.ess-home.com/discover.
The least biologically productive areas of the oceans are expanding much faster than predicted, according to a new study by researchers at NOAA and the University of Hawaii. The evidence of this expansion comes from data collected by a sensor aboard NASA's orbiting SeaStar spacecraft, which maps ocean biological productivity around the globe. This visual sensor reads reflective color to measure the density of chlorophyll in phytoplankton. NOAA says this change in ocean biology is linked to the warming of sea surface waters. Between 1998 and 2007, these expanses of salt water with low surface plant life in the Pacific and Atlantic Oceans grew by 15%, or 6.6 million square kilometers, according to the study. The expansion is occurring at the same time that sea surface temperatures are warming about as much as 3/4 of a degree per year. The warming increases stratification of the ocean waters, preventing deep ocean nutrients from rising to the surface and creating plant life. The report is titled, Ocean's Least Productive Waters Are Expanding. If you ever considered working for EPA, now's your opportunity to get your questions answered directly. This Wednesday, March 12, from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, George M. Gray, Ph.D., EPA Science Advisor and Assistant Administrator for Research and Development, will host the online interactive forum, Ask EPA, and take questions from the public about science careers and opportunities at the agency. This online interactive forum was patterned after Ask the White House. Questions can be submitted online in advance beginning today, as well as during the one-hour live session. This is Seth Fisher with Pollution Engineering Magazine. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and ESS, we thank you for listening.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.